Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. And as Lou Cassidy says, it's only two more work days until Monday. Class, you can listen to us on GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com. Rense Radio, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. They're on Gibson Channel, on Odyssey and BitChute, Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite. And that's the satellite broadcasts over North America, Central America, Europe, and parts of North Africa. You can listen to us on the telephone listen line when we are live, between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815. That's a telephone listen line. Greg Lesher is with us. Hey, welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Good morning.
You know, Greg, I just wanted to mention, I'd love to hear your comments about this before we get started. Over the years, I've mentioned that I had a professor, and back in the 1970s, who said, y'all are going to have some problems in 40 years, 40 years. Energy, water, and trash. And we have this new trash company. Now, the old trash company would pick up once a week, and they were darn reliable. I mean, there were times that they couldn't pick up because of inclement weather. Terrible snow, hail, freezing rain, that kind of thing. Other than that, they were excellent. It was a startup company. A local family decided they were going to be in the trash business. They bought a trailer, and they put a cage on the back of it, and they pulled it around with a pickup truck, and they had a couple guys. One guy drove the trailer. One guy threw the trash in the top of the... One guy threw the trash in the trailer, and then they would haul it off to the landfill, and then that's what they did. And we would pay them, and it was great. It was sold to another company in January. No notice. Hey, y'all, thanks so much. We're going to be selling our company to these new, wonderful, larger fellows in this trash company out of state. And trash gets missed. I mean, they forget. They miss the pickup, a week. And then you call them up, they don't answer the phone. You send them an email, they don't answer the email. Then they send you a bill or a statement that you're late, and even though you paid in advance. So it's just a mess. And the point I'm trying to make is this is nothing. Nothing. The aggravation of the customers. This trash company has a one-star rating, 1 out of 5. And it's... This is something that I believe is going to continue. It's going to expand. And I think as more and more small companies sell out their business to larger companies, everything's going to get worse. And the first thing that they did was they raised the price by 25%. 25%. Here's just one review. One-star review. 5 days late, picking up again. My neighbors as well. Plus, you can never reach anyone by phone. That's one review. Okay.
Sounds like the airlines.
Yeah. And you can almost guarantee, Greg, that when a smaller company gets gobbled up, by a larger conglomerate or a larger corporation or a multi-state corporation or a regional corporation or a national or a multinational corporation, the second that happens, prices go up, service gets worse. It's like 100% of the time. And here's why. Class, the old company knew their customers. They have been in business for a while. They knew how to manage. And then when they sell the company, the new company goes, whoa, this is terrible. We paid too much. We better do something about it. So there's only a couple options. One is streamline the operation. And that's harder to do than one might think. I used to be in that business. I used to be called an efficiency expert. I used to design computer systems to do that. That's hard to do. The next thing that can be done is raise rates. Next thing to do is reduce costs, which means get rid of people. So you have fewer people, prices go up, service goes down, and nobody's happy. Nobody's happy. And then the next thing that's going to happen, and it's already happened here, is people are going to start throwing their trash out wherever they feel like it. So they're going to be on some lonely road, some dirt road. They're going to take their trash, dump it in a dirt road or on the side of the road. It's already happening. This is a result of expansion of companies. Greg, are you seeing any of that in Utah?
Well, fortunately, where I come from, you can either take your garbage to the dump. There's multiple places. Each town has a little dump. Or you can burn it. Yeah, you know, legally burn it. So, yeah, I'm not seeing that happen where I am. However, I did spend 6 months in Africa. And when I was in Senegal, one day the garbage started piling up throughout the week, and the garbage piles got higher, and it got stinky all over the city. I said, what's going on? Oh, they're on strike. Well, it got bad enough that the strike was over and they cleaned it all up. But wherever there was an empty lot, no buildings, you'd find garbage dumped there. And I just thought, you know, this is definitely a third world country. But and this is the capital city. I remember living in Northern California for 5 years after I first got married. And one day, we got these DVD in the mail, or actually delivered to each of our doors, on why we should vote for this new landfill for this trash company. And I called a friend of mine who was a taxidermist. I was doing taxidermy. I said, what is going on with a DVD? He goes, oh, yeah, the owners of the garbage company are pretty well mafia. Who can afford to, you know, give everybody in the city in Northern California, multiple cities, the DVDs? He says, yeah, you drive by the owner's house, and it's a chained commute gate, you know, when you can see armed guards standing around. So I've seen extremes. It's you're right. Big corporations are taking over. Now there's just a handful of insurance companies. Now there's just, it's turning into a handful of banks. A handful of, you know, it's just everything's monopolizing. And I just read an article in Oregon where these small farms are being crushed with new regulations on things they need to build. It's going to cost them thousands of dollars, which, you know, they can't afford. They don't make a whole lot of money farming. Everything's being monopolized and controlled. We're in a free fall.
I'll have to paraphrase this. But, Greg, there is a story that I read. I do not have it in front of me. And so I'm going to tell you what I believe I read. The story said that Facebook/Meta was involved in, at the authorization of Mark Zuckerberg, was involved in writing a spy program that was deployed by getting people, young people, to inadvertently load this application on their device and then connect to other websites, other applications, namely Snapchat and others. And so this app was a spy app authorized by Mark Zuckerberg, according to the internet, according to the public media, to gather data and send it back to Facebook/Meta. There's a congressional investigation of this right now. This company stole data. This company invaded people's privacy. This company broke the law. Now, there's not a lot of coverage on this. So what's this was done, I think, starting in 2016. It's not a lot of coverage on this. But when we said that Facebook was a spy tool, I think people laughed at us. I think when we said that Facebook is like that peeping Tom in the neighborhood where the family has a stockade fence around the pool so that, you know, perverts don't look over the 6-foot fence to see the young girls swimming in their swimsuits in their own pool. And then, you know, what would happen if a neighbor was caught, you know, peering over that fence? If it were in the 1960s, I think the fathers would get together and play baseball with that guy. Fathers would have the bats, and that pervert would be the ball. I think they'd beat him up. But what happens to the CEO of Facebook/Meta when this happens? I'll bet you what happens is that the government says, you know, y'all shouldn't be doing that. That's not very nice. By the way, we want to introduce you to some of our friends in the military, and we'd like to use that technology that you developed to spy on the Americans, you know, the village. I'll bet you that's what happens. People don't seem to have to atone for their crimes. And I was thinking about that this morning when I was feeding the chickens. The problem that we have now is that there was a guy driving a large truck, like a concrete truck, cement truck. And, you know, before work, he smoked some dope, marijuana. And before that, cocaine. Gets in his truck and crashes into a school bus head on. And then the car behind the school bus crashes into the back of the school bus. Two people are dead. Now, what should happen to that guy? Well, I mean, heck, he was not in control of his faculties because he was high. Did somebody inject him against his will with mind-altering drugs? No, he did it willingly. And marijuana is legal in some places. So who's to blame for all this? Well, the people who smoke the dope, people who sell the dope, the people who've legalized the dope, and the individual that uses the dope. And the same thing for the cocaine. So until we start practicing an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and until we start erecting public gallows and hanging people who commit these acts of stupidity, they'll continue. And I think it needs to stop. I think that when, this is my opinion, class, don't believe anything you hear from me. Don't believe anything. Don't believe anything you hear, see, or read in the media. Don't believe anything you hear, see, hear, or watch on USA Prepares. Don't believe it. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But until we start meting out punishments for...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional
fastest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. Greg, what are your thoughts for today?
Well, I watched a video this morning, and this is what everybody should do. Three people come up to the door as FBI agents. So this citizen goes back into her home, grabs her phone to record, and asks them what they're doing. And evidently she had an opinion on social media, and they were there to talk to her about her opinion. Well, she asked for their ID, and of course they wouldn't give it. And she says, "This is America. You are in America. You know that, right?" They said, "Yes." Well, I have the right to voice my opinion here in this country, and she wouldn't talk to him. There's one reason that they won't show their ID. It's because they're doing something that is illegal, and they could be liable, especially being recorded, her having evidence of what's going on. But I just thought this is just par for course. Social media, using social media to spy. We just talked about that. I think what she did is fantastic, and I think everybody should do the same. You're approached by somebody like this, and, you know, record it. You've got the right to. I just, you know, this is what this country's come to. Yeah, spying is just, I mean, it's all around us. People carry these devices in their pockets, on their wrists. Your thoughts on this?
You know, I see a lot of connectivity with people in the medical field. They're wearing these smartwatches, and I don't think they realize that their biometrics are being gathered, copied, stored, probably sold by the companies that are connected to their smartwatches to their phones. I don't understand why people feel it's absolutely positively necessary to carry their phone with them. I'll bet you there are doctors in the operating room who have phones, cell phones. You know, they're doing a procedure and the phone rings. What are they supposed to do? Stop the surgery? You know, it used to be that if you wanted to use a telephone, you'd have to walk over to the telephone, which was connected to the landline. And it was on a short, you know, maybe 6-8 foot cord to a permanent connection in the wall. You know, it didn't have a modular connection. Back in the 60s, 1940s, 50s, 60s, telephone had four wires, red and green, yellow and black. And only two of those wires were used, and two were for spare. So the yellow and black were for spare. And what would happen is there'd be a phone connector on, let's say, the baseboard. And the four wires would connect to this little square connector, roughly 2 inches by 2 inches. And you could take the cover off, and there'd be four screws, and one for each wire. And you'd screw the red and the green, the yellow and the black wires onto those four screws, and it was a permanent connection. Or you could have had a wall phone, and that was permanently connected. So if you wanted to use the phone, you walked over to the phone, and the phone cord was maybe 5 feet long. So you couldn't, you know, dance around the room when you're on the phone. So people use the phone for real communications. Now, some teenagers would get on the phone, they'd talk for half an hour to their friend. But other than that, the phone was, and like the parents would say, you know, you can't stay on the phone all the time. Somebody else might call. It might be an important call. So that's what the phone was for. But now it's frivolous. People call people, yeah, you know, when they're driving because they're bored. And they want somebody to entertain them. I got sick of it. People used to call me because they were bored. I go, what are you doing? Why are you calling me? I'm driving a truck. What are you doing? Are you bored? And am I your entertainment? Knock it off.
I remember going to some friends of mine's house when I was a kid growing up and seeing the phone cord. Oh, I think about 6 feet long, so that they could do things while they were on the phone. I think that was the beginning of also a VCR with a 12-foot remote going, a cord to the remote.
Right. And so we've become lazier and lazier and lazier. We really have. We don't even want to measure detergent for the dishwasher or washing machine.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines. Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A panel of United Nations nuclear weapons experts will not be continuing their annual reviews of North Korea's nuclear weapons program. That after Russia vetoed a measure seeking a continuation of the UN's annual review. China abstained from the vote. Donald Trump paying his respects in the wake of a New York City police officer's death at the hands of a suspect. It happened Monday in Queens, leaving 31-year-old Jonathan Dillard dead. Trump, speaking briefly to reporters afterward, saying he wants law and order.
21 times arrested this thug.
The man accused of fatally shooting Dillard has been charged with first-degree murder of police officer and other charges. President Biden being criticized by Republicans for attending a fundraiser. Meanwhile, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden offering their condolences to victims in the wake of a stabbing spree that happened in Illinois this week. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my when you go to DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Greg Lesher's with us, realwaterindependence.com. Class, I've got two very short 5-minute university lessons. One is, I experienced a problem with our modem router, and not wireless, it's wired. And so wires come into the farm, and it didn't work. It said that the lights told me the internet connection was not there. The wired connection was there, but the internet was not available. So here's the procedure that may work for you. On the back or on the bottom of your modem router, there is a reset button. And you'll have to push that in with, you know, a pencil point or something like that. You could use a ballpoint pen. You probably trash the point on the ballpoint pen, but you push that button in, hold it in for about 5 seconds, and that does a hard reset. That may fix it. And then had a problem with Magic Jack. We use Magic Jack to make landline-type phone calls when our landline goes down. But we have internet, but if the internet's up and the landline goes down, we can use Magic Jack. And Magic Jack is about $40, 40. And you get the device, this USB-powered device, and it connects to your computer, and it has a landline, and there's an Ethernet port on it. And you can make phone calls all over the country, no additional charge, $40 for the device and a year's worth of service. Well, that stopped working after I re-upped for my subscription. So disconnect the power from that, wait 5 seconds, plug it back in, and it works. So you might have to do hard resets from time to time on your electronic devices. And that's the end of the 5-Minute University lessons for today. Greg, you mentioned a video. There's one called The Circle. The Circle. 2017. And it was released in 2017. And it's this story about this gal, young gal. She's trying to help her family out, living at home. And so to make ends meet, she gets a telemarketing job, but that really isn't working out too well. It doesn't really pay very much. And so she really wants to work for this high-tech company. It'd be like a Google or a Facebook or X, Twitter. It'd be like that. Much higher paying. And, it's the kind of job that, you work for Google. You'd have some esteem credits, because it's a cut above in terms of pay. And so she gets this job working for The Circle, and then they think, she really has a nice personality. She could be the poster girl for the company. And so the company has a couple founders, and it's kind of like Facebook. Show us what you're doing. Put your pictures, your images, post it on the site, and let the whole world know how wonderful you are. Let's see your dog. Let's see you swim. Let's learn all about you. And that's what they're encouraging their customers to do. So they have this camera, and you wear it on your chest, and the camera shows what you're looking at all day long. And she's convinced into doing this. And one thing leads to another, and she becomes really popular, and people want to know where her friend is, her male friend. So she lost touch with him. He doesn't really like the idea of this spying on everybody 24/7. So he kind of distances himself from her. So now, where is he? So she decides she's going to, let's find him. So they use all of these cameras, facial recognition, to find this guy. Then he gets followed and chased. Drones, people chasing him with their cars and vehicles and running after him. And he just wants to get away. He ends up in a car crash and dies. And she's really upset. She realizes what she's done. She's allowed herself to be convinced that all of this spying is really not good. Just like, the CEO and the founders of the corporation are telling us, this is wonderful. We can help you. If we had more cameras, if you are drowning in your canoe, one of these cameras might see you and we could send help, and heck, we might be able to save you. So that's how it's being sold. And then she realizes that privacy has been eliminated. It's been eliminated for everybody but the founders of this corporation. They have private lives. Kind of like Mark Zuckerberg. Kind of like Bezos.
And living
exactly
in the city.
Yeah.
It is one of the worst places. Now, I want you to, on MSNBC, I watched a little clip here. This is the Baltimore mayor, and this is what he says. "My purpose in life is to make white people uncomfortable and afraid." You ready to move to Baltimore? I've been telling people to get out of these cities for a long time.
Is this guy of any particular group? The guy that's saying he wants to make white people uncomfortable?
Well, he's got black hair and a very dark face and brown eyes.
Hmm. Is it curly black hair?
Yes, it is.
Huh. Okay. I just wondered. So we now have a guy with brown eyes, dark colored face, curly black hair, and he wants to make white people uncomfortable, and he's the mayor of Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Class, Baltimore has a lot of people that are like him in the educational system. And some people say that he got that job because of diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's what people are saying in the media, not me. Other people are saying that. And there are other people who are saying that people in high positions in the public training camp, the public education system in Baltimore, have gotten there through the same lowered standards. And Baltimore has one of the highest costs per student in terms of warehousing these students for kindergarten through 12th grade, one of the highest costs in the nation. And the lowest, or one of the lowest, probably the lowest, as I remember this, of all school systems in terms of how many people are proficient in what they've been allegedly educated in, math, science, reading. So the reading scores, the math scores, science scores are among the lowest, if not the lowest in the nation. So what would teachers say? What would the administration say to the village? We need more money. We need more money to educate children. Now think about this. Where I grew up, there was a schoolhouse. It was preserved by the Historical Society, which my mother was a member. Schoolhouse was built in the 1700s on the East Coast. And it was preserved, and it was a one-room schoolhouse. One room. It was like a cabin. And the children would walk there. And there'd be one teacher for all the subjects. Science, history, reading, writing, arithmetic. One teacher. And not only that, there were students of different ages all learning in the same room at the same time. We're not talking about classrooms like a school today. We have segregation by grades or age. Everybody was in one room. And they were able to learn at a much higher level than what's happening today. If you take the children today and measure what they've learned, it doesn't hold a candle to what the children used to learn in the 1700s. And how much did it cost for this one room with one teacher as compared to the air-conditioned room with gymnasiums and the gym equipment and the after-school sports and all the rest of the equipment and all of the counselors and all of these overpaid alleged professionals? Compare that to the one-room schoolhouse. That teacher did not have retirement benefits, didn't have sick days, none of that. Everybody was expected to show up and, the teacher, and do her job or his job. If you look at children today, you will probably come away with the conclusion that many of us have here at USA Prepares. Children today cannot estimate. They cannot communicate. They cannot hold down a job. They don't even want to show up. I was at the hospital for a checkup, doctor's office in the hospital. I was the designated driver. And I noticed the people who work there, nose rings. I'm talking about the people who check you in. Nose rings. Women, young women with nose rings. A guy with an antenna through his eyebrow, about an inch long. Good enough to be a full wavelength of 4G. I can't believe it. Do these people think that they look good? Another guy with, dreadlocks. This is in a hospital setting Who wants to see this? Nobody wants to see this. And when you think about a nose ring, I think of bodily fluids leaking out. I don't want to go near that person. Tongue rings, it's disgusting. People working in restaurants with tongue rings, nobody wants to see that. Nobody. Waitress comes over, like sucking on this thing in her tongue, and she says, may I take your order? Absolutely not. That's how I respond. Well, I don't go to restaurants anymore. I haven't been to one in probably 4 years, and I don't intend to ever go to another one. I mean, if I were invited and someone said, hey, Vinny, I'll pay for your meal, I'd say no. Appreciate it. Not that I want anybody to pay for my meal. I go Dutch anyway. But I'm not going to a restaurant where people, they got their best-looking people in the public view, and then the others are in the back room cooking? Oh, come on. Greg, am I alone in this, Greg?
No, absolutely not. Oh, good grief. We are in a free fall. Well, we talked about Baltimore, right? Well, the Baltimore Union warns of loss of a job tsunami loss. A tsunami of job losses after that bridge collapse. And he says there's going to be 2,400 union members who are going to be out of a job.
I've been to Baltimore. I've been there. Have you ever been to Baltimore, Craig?
Yeah, I've been through there. You bet I have. I've driven through it.
It's not like the kind of place, the kind of city where you go, you know what? Why don't we just stay here? You know, instead of just passing through, let's
stay here.
Sound
like me going through Oakland, California, not wanting to unlock my doors or get out of the vehicle as I pass through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The definition of a concrete jungle.
Right. Right. Class, think about garbage. Think about what would happen if there were a stoppage in the trash pickup in your area. If you live in an apartment in an 8-plex or a 12-plex or a 16-plex, what would happen if the garbage were not picked up for, I don't know, 4 weeks? What would it be like?
How about high-rise?
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5. 800-387-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg Lesh is with us, realwaterindependence.com. Greg, I was thinking about urban life. And so what did today's broadcast bring to our class regarding preparedness? Get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge. Get out of Dodge. And here's why. Here's why. Let me just, please react to this. So people who live in an urban setting, they'll talk to each other on the phone. They'll say, so what do you want to do tonight? I don't know. What do you want to do tonight? Or what do you want to do this weekend? I don't know. What do you want to do this weekend? I don't know. What do you want to do? Now, in my life, that doesn't happen. There is no question of what I want to do. It's what I have a list of things to do that is longer than I can accomplish. Gwyneth calls me, and it's always the same thing. Gwyneth calls me, and I say, Gwyneth, I only have a really short time. I'm under a vehicle. Working on a vehicle. Gwyneth, I'm working on a tractor. I'm covered with grease. Gwyneth, it is just getting dark, and I have to feed the animals and put them to bed. Gwyneth, I'm hopping on the tractor to feed the cows. It's always something that I'm on my way to do. I walk past the landline. The phone rings. I answer the phone when I can. And I have to apologize because I don't have the time to spend with people who call me because I am overwhelmed with things that I need to get done on the list. Now, it's not chaos. Maybe it is. Maybe it's just controlled chaos. More things than I can do. Greg, in your life, are you like on your lazy boy thinking, should I order pizza in or should I...
I think of what can I put together very quickly for a quick meal, because I'm going to have to eat it when I'm on the move or something. Utah's median home price returned to $542,500 in February. That's about a 66% jump from the median 5 years ago. Okay. And the governor is talking about maybe these bills can fix it by using $150 million to build this $35,000 new starter homes by 2028. You know what I could do with $35,000 off grid.
You know, we had this discussion, similar discussion. Mrs. Finelli said, the mayor of New York City is going to hand out illegal invaders $18,000 on a prepaid credit card. She said, do you know how hard we have to work for $18,000? I said, actually, I do. I really do. And there's a report today. I'm going to just read the headline. Daily Mail, quote, secret police warn Canadians may revolt once they realize how broke they are under Trudeau's, as many under 35s are unlikely to ever buy a home, end quote. What this is saying is, there may be a revolution in Canada because of the inability for people who are under 35 to ever buy a home, ever. So the American dream, I know this is Canada, but they have the same dreams we do. Canadians are very similar to us. They're an ally of the United States, and they were in World War II. So the problem is that the decline in living standards is preventing young people from achieving that dream. The dream of going to school, working hard, saving some funds, buying a house, you know, even with a mortgage, which is probably not the best way to go. But that's the dream. Getting the car, you know, getting married, having children, that's the dream. And
my eldest son's same situation. He and his family can't get into a new home. Can't get into a home. Have to rent.
And is it because of laziness? Is it because of...
He's got two jobs he's holding down.
Uh-huh. And this is a son of yours, did you say?
Yes, my son.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked with some farmers, and I... 80-year-old farmers, you know, they can't really retire. They have to keep working. And the question I had is of them, many of them, they all say the same thing, all same answer, same question. If a young person who is mechanically inclined, knows how to repair, knows how to maintain, knows how to fix, inherits the farm and the implements and the house and the animals, could he survive without a job, outside job? The answer is no. No. That's where we are today. So all the farmers I know, including us, have multiple jobs in order to be able to survive farming. I don't know anybody who's thriving on a farm. Nobody. Nobody. And wait till we figure that out. And we say, you know what? We're not doing it anymore. Just wait till that happens. Greg, thank you. See you next week.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.